Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. I am your host, Alexis D'Andrew Coley, and this is Expressive Espresso. So earlier this week, I was introduced to a new Facebook group, and it's pretty much about podcasting. As I always like to say, you need to elevate yourself, and you need to also, during your time elevating, you need to surround yourself by people who definitely understand the ups and downs that you may be going through, even if that means that they're in a different city, a different state, even a different country. I had to do a Facebook Live, and I have to be honest, I do not like Facebook Lives. And the reason I don't like Facebook Lives is because I tend to look to the left and to the right all the time when I'm thinking, and I feel like that my mouth is on the side or something. I just feel very weird. But I had to challenge myself. Usually with Facebook Lives, what you can do is you go live and whoever's looking at your video feed, they can comment. So that also interrupts your, you know, your train of thought. During my Facebook Live, I noticed a comment, and basically what it all boiled down to was, I need to attack my confidence. How can that be? I've always thought of myself as a very confident person, but at the same instance, that made sense. And I know that if I need to attack my confidence, other people need to as well. So I'm gonna bring it back to my first season with chess. Chess is my first love. Well, chess is a game that I definitely love to play. And the reason for the title Checkmate is because not only do I want you all to attack your confidence, I'm going to give you those solutions as far as gaining confidence and just being more prepared. Basically, it's all about preparation. Let's go with the definition of checkmate. And the definition of checkmate is when a king is in check and can't perform any preceding moves, it has been checkmated. If your king is checkmated, you lose the game. When you're playing chess, the point of chess is to get that king in check. Not only to get that king in check, but to also checkmate. And basically that means that the king can't move and can't perform any other moves. What I'm going to give in this episode are solutions to where you can gain confidence. So one way you can gain confidence is you can explain something you know very well. Something that you pretty much know like the back of your hand. When I was younger, I was particularly obsessed with flat irons. And I would spend at that time, which would seem expensive to some people, but I would spend somewhere in the 3-digit amount for a flat iron because it just required the best. So if you asked me about a flat iron, I would tell you the Chi was the best. And then there was GHD. And then there were other names as well. But explaining something you know well helps you with your confidence. Another solution to gaining confidence is enter competitions and challenge yourself. So these could be competitions like marathons, literary contests, recreational sports contests, or studying for a certificate. I know that I touched on that briefly in the last episode, that I'm studying for a Cisco certification. That's the kind of competition I'm referring to. I'm challenging myself into a field that I have no clue about. I'm starting from the bottom. While you're gaining all of this confidence, I want you to make sure you prepare for your confidence to be threatened. With anything comes adversity, and it usually comes at a time when you're evolving to that next step. That can be evolving from a different position in the workplace, in your life, leaving some of the people you used to be cool with, and you just have to leave them behind. How you prepare for that adversity is to just keep in mind always that it's going to attack. Of course, you don't know how, you don't know when, but if you know in the back of your mind that adversity is going to happen while you're gaining this extra confidence, while you're going to another level, that'll help you get over that curveball much faster. Another solution to gaining confidence is to write whatever it is down beforehand, study it, and then execute. To be honest, with my podcast episodes, I don't go off the dome. Okay, that's my secret. So I'm a writer at heart. And pretty much what I do is I write an outline of the podcast episodes with whatever may have inspired me that day. But then I elaborate from it as I continue to talk through it. So there's my secret. But that's my confidence in this podcast. And I know I've gotten better from the first few episodes because I was in my head often. One final solution to gain confidence is think about the risk. There's a deathbed method that I read from a book and also from Dr. Jen Mann. And basically, the deathbed method is imagine yourself. So you're about to do a new opportunity or you're about to do something new. Let's say it is a Facebook Live. And you get all this fear and all this anxiety and all of these precursors about what people may think. So what you can do is imagine yourself at 90 years old in your deathbed, looking out the window, just thinking, okay, when I was 31, I could have just did this Facebook Live that would have led me to a different opportunity because somebody could have looked at that Facebook Live and they could have recognized within themselves, oh my gosh, I do that same thing. We could have connected. Then we could have made more opportunities. Instead, you were fearful and you didn't do that Facebook Live. And now you're 90 years old on your deathbed looking out the window. I'm not trying to be a downer, but that is exactly what I do whenever I'm faced with a new challenge or a new adversity. And I hope that method sticks in your head and you can think of that too whenever you're fearful of a new opportunity. Thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. As always, it's always a pleasure speaking with you all. And until we meet again, I hope you have a great week.